You're listening to Trumpet Radio Live 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and a live link at thetrumpet.com. You can also listen at the TuneIn app. That's a great app to use if you're driving around, and you can use it on your smartphone, smart device, so you can take us with you. Also, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at KPCGFM, and email us questions or comments or concerns to comments at kpcg.fm. I'm Dwight Falk, Grant Turgeon with me here today. Grant, you're a sports fan.
Yes.
You like sports, you like playing sports, you like watching sports. I am too. And I think every generation, as they get older, they look back at the next, or they look at the generation coming up, and everyone always says, oh, you know, they don't play like we used to play, or they don't do the things we used to do. And in some cases, that might be true. There's a write-up from the Washington Post. Why 70% of kids quit sports by age 13. They have some interesting points as to why kids are dropping out of sports when they're still pretty young.
Yes, and the gist of this is that there's a pressure to either be the very greatest or not to participate at all. And you could probably apply that to music or some other productive hobby as well. But a lot of kids say, well, you know, people are taking this so seriously. They're playing it year-round or spending a lot of money to go on traveling teams and things like that. And I'm just not really good enough to keep up with these other players.
Yeah, and that can be a real danger zone, I think, because, yeah, most people aren't going to be professional athletes, or they're not going to be even the greatest on their team necessarily. But you need guys or girls to play a sport, you know? If you're playing baseball, there's a certain number you need. If you're playing basketball, you need a certain number. It takes people to be part of it, and there's a lot of value and benefit to playing and enjoying it, and you learn a lot even if you don't end up being Michael Jordan.
Right.
And most people aren't going to be Michael Jordan, but that's okay.
And if you've started early and even have the option to quit at age 13, that just means that you already have the basics needed to be competent in a sport. And oftentimes that's all a team really needs, is people who are competent and can perform the fundamentals correctly.
Yeah, so this article brings out a couple of interesting points. One of them, like as you mentioned, it was just that sometimes people feel like, well, if I'm not the greatest at this, what's the point in doing it? They mentioned a few other points as well. What are some of the other things they brought up as far as why a lot of kids are dropping out, 70% of kids dropping out of sports by 13?
Well, there was another part in this article that talked about how there's just a lot of expectation for, you know, commitment, devotion to it, and a lot of kids are kind of scared of that in a way, and especially with the average child getting a smartphone or other such device by the age of 12, why would you want to play a sport when you could just be hooked into the internet pretty much constantly?
Yeah, there are more distractions out there today. They talked also in this article about how they lose the fun. They don't think it's fun anymore because it's being taken very seriously. Now, I always feel like I like sports. I always feel like it's probably not as fun as it should be until, I mean, there has to be a certain level of seriousness. You have to learn how to play the sport. You know, you can't put the baseball glove in the wrong hand, and you got to know what you're doing to have fun with it. But once you have those basics down and you work at getting better at it, you know, it should be a lot of fun. But they were talking too about how, or writing in this article about how kids, they just don't get together and play like they used to in a lot of cases. They're either at the organized activity or they don't do it.
They're not playing at all outside of that. And basically the system isn't really designed for it to be fun. There's a lot of pressure to win all your games. I know when I was playing on my high school baseball team my freshman year, you better not miss a fly ball. If it's hit to you in the outfield, you better catch it. And that's because everyone on the team is pretty much going to ignore you when you go back to the dugout if you don't catch the ball. And I think actually in some ways that's a really good thing, because you don't want to let down everyone around you. If people are depending on you to come through, you don't want to mess up something basic and let down everyone around you.
Yeah, there are certain aspects of that type of pressure that are good. And I think it's really interesting looking at sports, and I think you could probably look at a few other things too, like music or whatever, where there seems to be kind of extremes. You do have those that are like, this is our life, this is very serious, and maybe taking it too far. And then there are others that think playing for fun just means it's silly and who cares if you make mistakes. And and that type of thing. And I don't think either one of those is probably the best. I think it's in the middle where it's like, do your best, play your hardest. Hey, you're a human. You'll probably make one mistake. But if you keep making the exact same mistake, well, I mean, we got to talk about it, right?
Exactly.
we're going to have
to. You do need to learn. You do need to be teachable at some point. And one thing I've learned from teaching softball the last couple of years at the Philadelphia Youth Camp here is that it really does help to be in a team situation more often. I think sometimes when you come to a camp setting like this, it's easy to just say, well, you know, everyone's so positive around me and, you know, I'm just not good at this sport. So it doesn't really matter if I succeed or fail. Everyone's still going to be cheering me on. But there does have to be a certain responsibility where you pull your own weight and you have a certain amount of competence so that you can help those around you.
Yeah, I do notice that, when I was growing up, most everybody had at least a basic understanding of a variety of sports. You know, everybody could kind of play baseball, could kind of play basketball, football. Everybody had done it a little bit, whether it's at school or just in the neighborhood. And but sometimes you do run across people, and I don't know if it's happening more. I kind of think it is. They just have no clue. I mean, they've never seen it. You know, you're 13, 14, no one's ever thrown a ball to you. You know, you've never, and I think a lot of that probably has to do with, like you say, the rise in smartphones and that type of thing where people are doing other things. When we were kids, playtime was fun time. Go out and play, kick the ball around. And, you know, if you found another kid or two that wanted to play something, great. Or we were playing at recess. You know, we couldn't wait to finish our lunch to get outside and strike up the football game or the kickball game or whatever we were doing that day. And I think the school systems have changed somewhat, and the pressure has become a little more, there's become a little more pressure where sports are now an activity. You know, you pay for it, it's structured, and there can be some good to that, but at the same time, I can understand why kids maybe don't see the fun in that.
Right.
You know, when it's just, and I do, you know, my son plays baseball, and so I kind of am in the mix, and I watch how some of these things go, and in a lot of cases, you know, in different teams, parent shows up, kid gets out of the car, they leave, come back in 2 hours, and they go home, mm-hmm. You know. And they're not there. They don't know what's happened. They're kind of like, hey, you teach them this thing, and I'll move on. And that's okay, except I think you see the difference when they're not being taught at home. Because if all they have is those 2 hours, and they don't do anything for the rest of the week, they don't really get better. The ones that are getting better are playing it at home, and doing it because they like it, I think.
Right. They're playing it for fun. They're playing it outside of the organized practices and games, and they get better at it, and because of that, they enjoy it more and are less likely to quit when it comes to that age when it starts getting a little bit more serious, which is around 13. It is around the age where you enter middle school and you start representing your school team in different sporting events instead of just playing in a local league.
Yeah, and so it is a interesting change. A lot of the comments to this article in the Washington Post were from older people, of course, who talked about, yeah, we used to just play all the time in school, even if, you know, we weren't the main players. We played, we had fun, we enjoyed it, we learned things from it, but now the whole system has kind of changed, and a lot of people are looking at it more of like it's more of a job, whether it's the coach or the kids trying to get the scholarship to a school or do these different things. And most people just aren't going to make it, but that's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay to play and not be a pro.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a lot of fun in sports here, and no one is thinking about getting that $100 million contract right. In any of the different sports. It's just an enjoyment. And the thing is here, when you have four different leagues that you could play in and also pick up soccer all summer, they're all these sports that you're exposed to all the time, it's not really that high of a pressure environment, but at the same time, you're learning the sport, you're getting better at it, and as you get better at it, people obviously expect more of you, and you try to keep on rising and meeting those expectations.
Yeah, it can be really a positive thing, and it's just good exercise. And as you get older, it becomes a little bit more about that, you know.
Yeah.
That you're in the rec league and, you know, hey, I can still run up and down. That's a good thing. And, you know, and get the exercise from it and that type of thing. So it is an interesting write-up. You can read the rest of it at the Washington Post, why 70% of kids quit sports by age 13. I think that's kind of a sad thing. You know, I think sports should be a lifelong, whatever it is, whether it's group sport or people like to bike or whatever. I mean – you know, use your time to get around and get active. That's a lot of fun, I think, and it's good for you.
Yep, definitely. So,
and there are a lot of studies too about how it just even helps your thinking when you get out and you get that good exercise as well. So there's a lot of benefits to it, but a lot of people are dropping out.
Responsibility can be scary. That's a big part of it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you're responsible. If you're if you're playing second base and they hit it at you,
you got to be able to field a grounder and
knock
it out of the way because it might jump up and hit you in the stomach.
That's right. That's right. A lot of life lessons there to be learned from getting pegged by the ball. But
yeah.
Anyway, kind of interesting write-up there at the Washington Post. Grant, thanks for stopping by and bringing that to us.
Thank you.